anomalies are conclusive proof that Salt Lake City exists in a podcast as real and solid as those we already know about. Welcome to Four Seasons and a Funeral, a podcast that had about shows that had four good seasons. Today we're talking about season episode 5 of the next evolution fiction, Primeval. I'm Charlie and I'm joined by Nick.
I'm David.
And I'm Nick.
You're David.
David.
It's fine.
Ooh.
It's David.
Should I get A&W or Burgers Priest?
Burgers Priest, get the fiery
audience.
Furnace.
Oh, it's so expensive though.
Then get A&W.
Okay. Audience, right before we started recording, David said, "I want a burger." So welcome to the episode where David gets a burger on air.
There's the
I'm really
title,
considering
the
ordering DoorDash right now and then just having to go like midway through this record to go get it.
I like the idea of you doing that, David, because like one of the last times that I can remember one of us having to like actively, like there have obviously been other times, but like the one that I remember the most is Charlie getting confirmation that he got a house while we were recording that one time.
That was exciting.
That was great.
There was also the one where I had to leave for a bit to go talk to Maggie's friends, and you guys did something fucky that recording that you haven't told me about. To
what?
This day.
You just gotta go listen to it, bitch.
I can't find the episode.
It's too late now. Man, that was like years ago. There's no way he's gonna find it.
That was two cities ago for me.
That was so long ago, dude.
David, you want to know what's crazy?
What?
I still remember where I was and when we recorded that.
Oh, I don't, man.
That is actively, like, I know when that was, which is amazing.
David, if you do go get DoorDash, you need to... Oh, no. Also, we didn't summon the fourth member.
Oh, fuck. Well,
this is gonna be fun to edit.
It's fine. I can still sync it properly.
Have we tested what happens to Craig if you leave the call and then read in?
No, David, and we will not be testing it right now.
I really want you to get on Discord on your phone and continue the podcast while you go down to the lobby of your apartment.
I'm gonna be in an elevator. Like, I won't have signal.
Take the stairs, you coward.
I won't have signal on the stairs.
Base,
what do you mean?
Base jump off of your apartment, like off of your balcony. Also, hi, fourth member Craig. Welcome.
Craig.
There's another podcast I listen to that's gonna die soon. R.I.P. Rooster Teeth.
Rooster Teeth dead.
They also cuss out Craig all the time. And I'm like, ooh, I know exactly what they're talking about.
I
have this energy with Craig.
those COVID lassos are entirely peak. Everyone's using Craig and it sucks right now.
Oh, it's so good. That was also back in the weird era, like where Craig's first developer really wanted nothing to do with Craig and was like refusing to update servers or anything, so they were like not great.
So he was either like, pay me a ridiculous sum so I can do this full time, or someone ship
yes
this project.
And then two other devs took over and have a Patreon now.
Yep, it works.
Which is how all software works, essentially.
Yeah.
Either it gets bought out by a huge company and eventually decommissioned, or it's supported by two dudes being donated money by random strangers.
With all of the people who use it going, thank you for doing this. You're definitely not making enough for what you're doing here.
Or fuck you, you greedy bastards. I'm never going to give you money.
Yep, that is the two options that happen. It's either thankful people or really upset people.
I mean, it'll be on your GitHub complaining about how you haven't fixed a bug that just came out this morning.
It's not a good look. Ugh. Not a good look, everyone else.
My favorite thing was looking at like crazy GitHub fucking like bug reports and just people complaining about open source like software libraries not being updated. And it's like, And I was like, yeah, we're having real issues with this because it's not updated. And so, like, our clients are having issues. And, like, your clients? Excuse me? Like, if you're a corporation, write your own fucking code then.
Or it's open source. Just make a PR and update, like, it yourself.
Fix it your fucking self, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
I do not miss the trend that was people going, hey, I don't know how to run this Python script. You include an EXE?
People asking for installers, people unable to, like, just run scripts or compile their own fucking code is hilarious. It's just getting worse. Like
there's readmes. It's not hard.
The problem is internet, like, fucking
youth today don't know how to use computers.
What's the word I'm looking for when you can't read something, when you can't read?
Literate?
Yes. Illiterate? Like, computer illiteracy. Is in such a weird state because of how, like, iPads and Macs and, like, everything is so packaged and, like, these apps that you don't have to think about, that these kids now that are growing up, like, they don't have to learn how to install, like, a fucking Minecraft mod, so they're never gonna learn, like, basic Java to, like, install Minescript mods, right? Because there's installers now, or there's mod packs. Like, it's all so easy to do. And I think back to, like, when I was a kid just trying to play Minecraft and going, oh yeah, that looks like a cool mod, and then 3 hours later going, oh god, what version of Java is this supposed to be on? What do you mean?
Or, oh no, these two mods I really like have a conflict. Do I want to spend 5 hours redoing block IDs, or do I just want to not install one of them?
Exactly.
What's the load order I should do on these mods?
Like, well, let me look into the mod source code to see what they're changing first so I know what won't have a conflict. Oh, but yeah, it's just, it's very interesting. Because it's like, definitely, I remember having, like, typing classes in elementary school and just being shocked at the time that people didn't already know how to type properly. Like,
oh,
just,
dude, I was one of those people.
Just watching people, like, two finger type or, like, pick and choose. And I'm like, excuse me? What?
Yeah, no, I was definitely of that group there, because my parents had sort of like a weird relationship with like, computers and video games for us growing up. So, like, yeah, we had, like, a family computer of things. We stayed on dial-up internet until I was in, like, I think, like, grade 8, grade 7.
Horrendous, dude.
My guy, like, it took until, like, high school before we got off our grandfathered unlimited.
Horrendous.
Could no,
not
but
play,
like,
on my community Minecraft server and have my mom watch Netflix.
Okay, Charlie, you're talking about being able to stream and things. Like, I'm talking about, like, until I was in, like, grade 8. It took 15 minutes for a website to, like, load.
Doesn't your dad work for a tech company?
Yes. That was what he wanted. That was what he wanted at home. That was what he wanted at home for the longest period of time. Was just that level, because he didn't want to be bringing all of his work home with him all of the fucking time.
I mean, that's a real good excuse for why you can't work at home. It's like, sorry, I have dial-up still. And they're like, wait, what year is it? What? Sorry, I only have dial-up. I can't.
Yeah,
my kids like the noise.
Oh man, the noise was great though.
The noise was a good time.
Waiting for Neopets games to load and just hearing that noise.
So, like, all that I'm trying to say is like, I remember playing, like, a couple, like, Flash games, for example. And it would be like, I would load the web page and I would walk away from my computer and come back like 10 minutes later. That was what I had. So, like, I didn't do a bunch of stuff on the computer when I was young. Like, I had, like, a couple games, but, like, I didn't download mods or things because I couldn't fucking, like, get onto the internet to find them.
I think I was in second grade when my dad first taught me Visual Basic.
That is wildly different from me.
When my dad was like, all right, you're gonna learn how to program. Here's Visual Basic for Dummies. Learn this.
That's an insane.
Also, learn to play Age of Empires so I have someone to play against.
Oh, we know why David was born.
What an insane What an insane start there, David.
Listen, I was doomed from the start. people talk about the old internet, and I'm always like, yeah, of course. Like, I remember, like, VB boards, and I remember, like, being on 4chan, and I remember, like, being on IRC servers. And I'm like, oh, wait, everyone who's saying that is, like, 40.
Next, you're going to tell us you built your own ham radio.
Because like, they were all 20 when that stuff was happening. I was 6. I was 6 years old learning how to log into an IRC channel.
Really informs a lot about who you are today.
It really does. Like, there's definitely a reason why, like I'm definitely still learning and figuring out the whole like doing all of the things, like doing all the programming things and like figuring it all out, all those things. I still get stuck definitely probably more than you do. A lot of the reason for that is you started like probably legitimately 15 years before I did.
Listen, it's been a long time.
That's insane.
It's just it's fun, and I still browse VB boards all the time and 4chan. It's probably not good for me mentally, but you know, whatever.
Oh, not even close to being good for you.
Listen, there are worse places on the internet.
Yeah,
like people hold up 4chan is like, oh, this is a terrible place, and I'm like, man, you do not know what the terrible places are on the internet. You can still go to 4chan on a normal browser. Like, that's how you know it's not that bad.
4chan is the worst of the public easily accessible sites.
Like, I can put 4chan in my browser and the website loads, and I don't that's how you know it's not that bad.
They shut down Stormfront on public internet, right? You have to go through to Stormfront through a Tor now.
No, but Tor is like that's the thing. Also, like, the walled gardens are back with Discord servers, which is crazy to me. There was like Web 2.0, I feel like, was the consolidation phase of just like Web 1.0 was also walled gardens. Everyone had their own website, every community had their own website. Like, there was live journals and like GeoCities, where like everyone had their own like little place.
Ridiculously easy to spin up. If you wanted a website, you could just easily run a server.
Yeah, like, and also like
it wasn't hard.
Bandwidth wise, you weren't ever expecting a ridiculous amount of people anyways. And because websites back then were so like lightweight as well, like just text, it was super easy. And then Web 2.0 was consolidation with social media and like sites like Dig and Reddit starting to become the norm. Of like, now instead of like going to like 700 different websites, you have one website that leads you to everywhere else. And now I feel like with Web 3.0, we are back to walled gardens, where like every community has their own Discord server that you can only get access to if like you find the invite code or like something, right? Yeah.
But it's a weird combination of it's like concentrated distributed communications, because it's still all hosted on disk.
Yes, but I
just need this magic invite code that someone else will give you.
Yeah, to get in there. But then I feel like we're getting more and more to that in general with Web 3.0. Because like with people doing now their own like fucking, what's like Mastodon, which is like the personal Twitters you can spin up. Like it's just like
Twitter.
Yeah, it's starting.
Oh no,
we are getting
closer
more and
closer.
More there. With just like people are retreating back just because it's like, hey, everyone is in the same website, and it fucking sucked. it was a hellhole, man.
I don't like the like you need the Discord invite, because, and I understand the purpose, but some of the more cool interactions on the early is, oh hey, I found a link to this discussion board, or I'm just gonna go in and see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a level of discovery there.
Also the like sort of like impermanence of stuff on Discord as well, like, because searching through stuff is so difficult. Like
Discord search function.
Yeah,
that like, especially because my biggest problem with it is all of the gaming communities are like have their own Discord things, to the point where like before you could just go on game FAQs, right? And you could like find everything you need to know about one video game. And now it's like, okay, I'm playing FF14. I want to know about this thing called Eureka, which is this weird, interesting sub-mechanic that has its own sub-quests and its own zones. And all the guides online are useless. And my friends are like, oh, there's like 4 different Discord servers you need to join. Here are the links. And like, they all have separate guides just hidden in the servers that you can only access through Discord.
The slow... not degrade, I guess, the slow burn down. It's still, like, active. There's one dude who does 100% guides for you.
Dang.
And he still posts the facts.
I know, but it's just nowhere near as, like...
It's not as active, and it's not, like, it's not my first choice to look for stuff. If I'm playing an old game, I absolutely know I can go
but facts. But that's also because you're going back to something we wrote 10 years ago.
Yeah, but even now, like, modern games, if I have a question... my first check is, do they have a subreddit?
Yeah.
And then I can search through old questions there. But that's dying now, too, and that sucks. Yeah, I don't like having to jump into Discord. The information was distributed. I will either get yelled at for ask a la Twitch chat, or it'll be near impossible to...
Twitch chat is horrendous.
Yeah. That one's even worse.
Just watching streams and having people come in and ask questions and have the streamer going... and the person going, sorry, I just joined. Unreal to me.
I guess my other problem is I don't like watching streams unless it's like a big group stream. And like the point is like, they're like, I just like a stream of a single person playing a video game does not hit me the same way as a like edited Let's Play of someone playing a video game does. And I feel like the people who do edited Let's Plays are vanishingly small nowadays.
I will say the group that Ray Narvaez Jr. played, it hits the same notes sometimes of, with the downside being it is like a 5-hour Twitch stream.
Yeah. I like the Extra Credits guy, like the original voice of Extra Credits, has his own channel where he does stuff. Called Playframe. He does like animation stuff, but then he also has Let's Plays. And he did a series called Story Mode, which I really liked, which is just like story focused playthroughs of JRPGs. He did all the Kingdom Hearts games.
Jesus Christ. I remember it was on Extra Credits, but it was, I want to say the guy's name was like something.
Yes.
Where they played through Dark Souls. And like Dark Souls 1, and that's one of my favorite Let's Play series to watch because it, so much of it is them pausing and going, here is how this is really good game design in ways you don't think about.
Which is good. It's awesome.
I'm going to have to subscribe.
You should watch his Final Fantasy 14 series where he's doing story mode for Final Fantasy 14.
Good God.
Can you guess how many videos he's currently at? He is on he just started the third expansion.
Okay, so I'm looking at his playlist. He has videos for Shadow. Holy shit, it took him 87 to do the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth? Holy shit. Where is...
All right.
Right, we're also recording a podcast now.
We are recording a podcast, guys. So
to get back into my fill the blank, by the way, the Arizona Coyotes are no more. They've been moved to Utah because the Coyotes owner is a sack of shit and is still profiting $1 billion. At the very least, temporarily, Alex Morello, you should not be rewarded. Give it to someone who's willing to. But yeah, the Mormons won a hockey team. Good.
Yeah. Go Mormons.
Well, let's not.
Yeah. Mormons.
That's a little far.
Yeah.
Well, we know what David's on board with.
Yeah, Mormons. I sure do love Twilight.
He had to clean his special underwear.
Ew.
The Mormons have special underwear.
Yeah, it's still gross.
Hey, David, did you see the reports that the Vikings are comfortable with Arnold being a starting quarterback?
I don't want to
draft one in the first round.
I don't want to talk about football. I don't want to talk about football. What have you been up to, Nick?
Other sports. I played some frisbee. I got sunburned last weekend.
Oh, great. No, Nick, did you forget to put on your sunscreen second time?
I even forgot to put on my sunscreen the first time because you know it was cloudy and windy and 6 degrees and Nick's brain didn't go.
Look down. Cloud cover.
Nick, look down at your arm right now. How pale are you?
Yeah.
Hold up a sheet of printer paper. Can you tell where your skin ends?
And where the paper begins?
Yes, yes, but that's only because it's burnt right now. Arm hair. yeah, no. I got simultaneous sunburn and windburn on Saturday last week, which was awesome.
You know what the funny thing is? This has also happened to my fiance.
Yeah, so
doesn't your fiance get sunburned while driving sometimes?
Yeah, if she rolls the window down, the left
don't
side
don't
of
roll
her
the window
arm,
down.
Arm and face may get sunburned. It's
don't,
really
don't roll the window down.
Every
don't do
time
it.
It happens.
It's so crazy. I have to be out in the sun for like 6 hours without sunscreen to get a sunburn. It's crazy.
I have to be swimming and then I get sunburned on my back because it kind of magnified it through the top.
Isn't it nice having melanin, Charlie?
I love my melanin. 5% of the time. The other 95% where I get looks for walking around with a white woman kind of sucks.
Charlie, right. That's just because you're living in a small town.
There's so many Indians here. There's so many Indians.
No. I had a 3 hour tryout outside in 60 to 70 kilometer an hour gusts of wind, playing ultimate frisbee. We all looked like garbage. No one on that field looked like they knew how to play frisbee.
Oh,
it was incredible. It was
massive wind.
Remember, so the worst part about this is no one was used to throwing in wind. Like, once you've played outside for a couple months, you get used to throwing in wind, and like, sure, 60 to 70 kilometer hour gusts, you're still gonna throw like shit, but like, you kind of know how to deal with it. Everyone's been playing indoors for the last like 5 months, so everyone's been had no wind to deal with at all. So we go outside and just no one knows how to throw. It was awful. Hilarious tryout. It was like some of the worst frisbee that I played the last like 2 years. It was amazing. Outside of that, not too much. I have more outdoor tryouts this weekend, so we'll see how burnt I get from those.
Jeez, so much frisbee.
I have several frisbee.
I went out for hot pot with I guess we'll call
Toronto
them
crew.
The Gemstones.
The Toronto crew.
I was gonna say, I was thinking we should give them names associated with gemstones as a naming scheme.
David, this is just your DM coming out. You've got to figure out this like character group. What's their?
I just feel
what
like
are all their names
going to
be?
But I went out for hot pot with them, and we were talking about Love is Blind. Because I submitted that audition to Netflix, and they were like,
it was a great submission.
They were very excited about it. I'm like, listen, you guys are too excited about this. I'm never going to hear back from it. But also, they were like, oh, are you going to like try to like be race blind if you're on there? And like, I mean, I can try. I feel like I do sound pretty Asian, but I guess what's your best impression? My impression was, hey, you guys want to play Frisbee?
Fuck you, David.
Oh boy, after playing frisbee, do you guys want to go to the rock wall and do some rock climbing?
Oh man, I forgot to put on my second coat of sunscreen and now I have a sunburn.
There I was thinking you were gonna try and put on like a heavy Ontario like
oh no I accent. Can't do sriracha, that's too spicy, thanks friend.
Oh, hey, you man. Guys want to walk and hang out by the police station and not be hassled? I sure do love
my dad's,
walking by
my
cops.
Dad's friends with the police chief. We could go in and do whatever we want.
Oh, hello, officer. No, I'm not doing anything. Oh, I can go? Thanks.
Why, yes, that is the $50 I dropped earlier. Thank you for returning it to me.
I have told you guys about the time that one of my uncles got beaten up by the police, and my aunt you want to know what the best part was one of my aunts was trying to stop it. She was pregnant at the time, and one of the police officers went like put a hand on her to stop her, and she was like, what are you gonna do, beat up the pregnant lady?
I mean, yeah.
To be fair, Nick, you have shared some stories about like your parents and like that generation of your family just being real rough and tumble.
Yeah, no, they've made some decisions. I really enjoy the time that, you know, they all went down into the States, and one of them didn't get brought in so that he could bail the rest of them out, including my grandfather. Which is incredible. what a story.
All right, I think that's everything. Anyone else do anything interesting they want to talk about?
Nope.
Okay, what's our TV guide?
TV guide reads, strange anomaly signals appear in a small coastal town. Abby and Connor head there to invade, and while there, they come across a deadly labyrinthodont. It sounds like don't do labyrinths. Elsewhere, yeah. Matt searches for the... So this is like the worst thing for Nick.
What?
Is don't do labyrinths, or don't do giant fuck-off hedge maids.
I thought you were going to say...
I appreciate the callback.
Don't do labyrinths. I'm like, but David Bowie seems real cool.
Mind me of the babe.
Once again, just... I just need a giant, like, fuck-off hedge maze. And
you have
like
to camp
enough time
in for a week to actually reason.
Exactly, but like also like it's not a, like it's already like I go in expecting that it's going to take me, you know, like a fair amount of time, so I don't get in there and just start freaking the fuck out.
I just because
it's been 2 days.
A week is like not possible, right? Like that puts it into the realm of fantasy. A hedge maze that you would have to camp a night in might actually be plausible.
Like, I think you could create a hedge maze that the correct, like the winning solution was like a marathon that you had to like walk. I think you could do that.
But at that point, you've just put up hedge barricades for a marathon. Like,
well, no. Oh, wait. Like, that would be incredible. That would be incredible.
Instead of like those dumb barricades to block off a road, you've just put a hedge maze down a marathon track.
The Boston Marathon, but distance. They don't tell anyone the route.
But also
long distance maze, like long distance maze running, where it's like, yeah, no, like, hey, it's a marathon distance. Good luck. There's dead ends everywhere.
Honestly, have you seen the ads for like, oh, we turned Canada into a giant obstacle course?
Oh, jet lag. No, those are great.
But
I have not.
The ads I keep seeing, like they make it like, oh, the entire country is an obstacle course, but it really just seems like they move across the country in one spot and then that's it.
So typically the way that works is they'll play like a large scale game where a map is the board. So one thing they did was they played Connect Four, but with states.
Okay.
And in order to claim a state, you have to do a challenge in that state. But then it is a strategy of like the one of the guys' strategy, two of the teams' strategy was immediately like, okay, we're going to immediately take the flight all the way over to the East Coast because we're in the West Coast, and then we're going to be uncontested.
See, what I Fair want enough. Is drop people off in Vancouver. That's the start line. You cannot fly. You cannot drive. You have to get to PEI. That's the finish line. Go.
Are you allowed to take any other forms of transport? Like, does it need to be under your own power, or can you still like get other forms of transportation?
You can't like take a cab. I want to say like no motorized engines.
Could you take a train?
No, like easy way of like, yeah, cool, we're gonna pay out of the ass for a via and spend 2 weeks on a train.
Okay, so you want like under your own power.
This is a multi-month long race.
So what you want is like the movie Rat Race or something, but in real life.
Yeah.
I
hear Nick Googling the premise of Rat Race.
Oh, no. I watched that movie.
I feel like, again,
I watched that movie on a bus one time.
Fitting.
It was. It was very fitting.
Well, I want a breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
Are you guys telling me that your grade 8 grad trip wasn't to New Brunswick? That's crazy.
No.
There's the whitest thing he said.
Grade 8 grad trip was camping.
I don't know if I had a grade 8 grad trip.
So my middle school had 350 graduating students in it. Ooh. So we had five different grad trips that you could go on. And you got to pick. I picked the nerdy science one, which was go do marine bio in New Brunswick at this place for a week. Which, like, hell yeah, that was awesome. But the other reason why it was awesome was 40 people went on this trip. 5 of them were guys.
Hell yeah.
It's great. Hell yeah.
It's great.
It was a great time.
Was it Nick's type for animal-loving women?
Did anything happen for you?
Like, nothing happened from that side. It was just very fun. Like, it was very fun both in terms of...
You got to perv on them.
No. We did get
such a long pause between the question and no.
That was Nick going, wait, what does curve mean?
No, perv.
Oh, perv?
There was definitely a moment of, like, I'm trying to do the other thing. It was like, wait, Charlie said this. No. No, that did not happen. Uh-huh. No, it was just fun because... It was just a bunch of, like, nerdy science students. It was fun to be able to talk about, like, the hilarious, like, 7-to-1 ratio that there was on the trip. But also, because of that 7-to-1 ratio, they, like, the place that we were staying had assumed that it was going to be about equal amounts of guys and girls. So we had, like, I think 20 bunk beds to the 5 guys in, like, the, like, one half that we were staying in. So it was just like, what the fuck are we going to do with all this space? It's great.
So when you start putting bunk beds together, so you can have mega bunk beds.
It was awesome.
Right, that aside, episode of Primeval.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting. Yes. We gotta talk about... Oh, no, it's been like 40 minutes.
It's been a long time.
It's okay. We're just gonna breeze right through this episode so we can get to the portion of the episode where you listen to us play Cabela's Dangerous Hunt demo.
Oh, is it happening again?
Are we doing that today? Hell yeah.
No, we don't have to. I'm just saying, I have it downloaded through the magical Steam.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, we open up on... I don't even know if we want to do the recaps anymore. Just want to broadly talk about the episode.
No, we should do...
I'm way more down with broadly.
We should do a loose recap at the very least, because we open up on fucking terrible horror. Like, they've gone full horror, like, kind of situation with this. YouTuber is making a YouTube video about disappearances. Oh no, he gets got, right?
Yep.
We
and the team's gonna go investigate, but because there's a weird anomaly signature.
Yes. And I just, as always, these plots that involve a monster that's been there for a while don't make sense when you've invented anomaly detection and you have had anomaly detection for so long. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
As to why is it getting detected now?
Yeah. Or, like, why wasn't this detected before? Why is this a surprise? Like, nonsense.
Yeah.
But hey, Connor, it's fine. Connor gets offered a permanent job at other company. And
Prospero.
Yeah. To, like, more research the anomalies. And Connor, like any reasonable person, is like, yeah, I just have to talk to Abby about this first. Because, you know, that's your partner, and they need to have input on major life decisions.
What? You need her permission? Mommy's permission?
That line happened, and have you seen the meme from the first Spider-Man? Where it's like, oh, what are you going to do? Go get your boyfriend? And it's just the text that's like, actually, Spider-Man, yeah, I am, and he's my husband. You're on the wrong side of history for me. Like, that anti-meme structure?
Yeah.
I really wanted Connor to just be like, actually, Philip, what you said is entirely sexist and derogatory to my partner, a person who I want to spend the rest of my life with. And just go off on a tirade.
I will be talking to HR about this.
Why is it ridiculous that I need to consult the person I love for this major life decision? That's so unreasonable.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you don't.
I'm sorry that the patriarchy defines that because I'm a man, I can just make this decision without consulting my partner at all. But I don't subscribe to those notions.
Also, have you met Abby? I'm totally the sub in this relationship.
Absolutely.
If I don't tell her, she'll hit me.
And I'll like it. But yeah, he gets shit on me. Like, gotta go talk to Abby about this possible job switch. He does talk to Abby about it, and she's like, you mean the guy who wanted to euthanize Rex? Yeah, you could. Which again, fair. Connor, why did you hesitate when asked if he was okay with killing Rex? Why did you hesitate?
Listen, Rex has been a little bit of a shit for a while.
Okay, Charlie, on the one hand, yeah, Rex is awesome. On the other hand, this is the god that created room temperature superconductors.
Then surely Nick has, he doesn't need anyone
Nick has
else.
A point. This man did invent room temperature superconductors.
And what has he done with it? Apparently not a whole lot.
He's definitely an asshole. Because the world is still using fucking petrol.
The fucking the secret ingredient in this episode is diesel.
Oh my god.
Dude, I love that the lesson that we learned from this episode is that people who are like criminals who are converting like farmers' petrol into like regular like consumption, like removing the dye from it, those are criminals who should be sentenced to death. We should be happy that they died.
But yeah,
like,
so they have committed crimes and they must suffer.
they will suffer at the hand of the labyrinth. Don't.
I know we have room temperature superconductors, so you'd think, you know, society would be more advanced and we'd have great technology, but no.
Also, what the fuck is Philip still doing in the UK? He should be in America. Right? Like, you invented this thing. What are you doing hanging out in the UK?
Also, they've shown anomalies opening up in other countries in the past. So, do you think, like, America is just riddled with anomalies?
No, yes, but everyone has guns, so.
They had guns! They specifically got rid of their guns!
The UK is the problem one because they don't have guns. They only have cars, and cars only work sometimes.
I mean, I say this, the spinoff does take place in Vancouver, so. Yeah.
We don't talk about the spinoff.
Are we gonna watch the spinoff?
No. Absolutely not.
Can we please do a bonus episode where we discuss the spinoff
pilot?
We at least watch the pilot. Yeah. Primeval New World.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, the team goes to this small village. This is like the best part of the episode where you get that entire Lovecraftian there's like a cryptid in the village, but the villagers are offish. And then they just don't continue that thread, and it becomes action sequences at the end.
Yep.
And it really hit me.
Why were they so off-putting?
Off-putting because they're all getting fuel from that one from like the farmers, and they're like, "Hey, we can't let the government know."
Why? They don't want fuel from them because it's still diesel. It will fuck up their engines.
It just feels so weird. Like, what? Why? And then also, why are they, I don't understand why ARC doesn't just pretend to be actual cops. Like, you have government buy-in, you have military buy-in, just get some fucking, like, badges made. Come on!
We're MI7.
You just have the, why don't they have credentials? Like, I don't understand why they're pretending to operate, like, why they're trying to operate, like, under the law. They can be the law. Like, there's no reason for them not to be officers.
Because then you don't get fun scenes of Connor telling someone the truth when held at and the woman not believing.
God, it just seems
her
like...
idiot son keeps talking about the worm, and it's not real, and he's...
It just seems like such a downgrade. It also makes no sense why they, like, as more episodes happen, it makes less and less sense for why they went private. Like,
but yeah, then there's a dude fishing, and then there's the giant labyrinthodont.
Yeah,
I think is how it.
Man must have headphones in as well, because he doesn't hear the, go get out of the water.
Matt's like, get away from the water. And he's like, oh, cool, a fish.
Oh, God, he has AirPods in. Oh, God.
The Walter White meme of him screaming in the back of the SUV. No, fishing man, get away from the water. You might almost get killed by a prehistoric salamander. Yeah, also, I don't know why that guy calls it a worm. It has legs. Like, it bears no resemblance to a worm.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Like, I wanted that line out of his mom at the end where she's like, you fucking idiot. And then she goes and
it's
sees.
It's not a worm.
I wanted her to be like, you moron, it has legs. It's not a worm. It's a lizard at best.
Oh.
But yeah, this thing has apparently been eating cows, like livestock has been disappearing for years, but now it's moved on to the most dangerous game, man.
Oh, no.
And then our B plot is Emily has been kidnapped by Ethan.
Yes, Ethan. You got it.
And Philip's not to know, so Lester is like, I'll take care of this. Pull Matt out of the field. Because Becker is... What was Becker doing this?
Becker was injured last episode pretty severely.
He's on medical leave following his injury.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And sure. The actor was busy, so he can't be in this episode.
In reality, that's what happened.
The actor was auditioning for a different show.
The actor was desperately trying to get off Primeval.
Please, I wish for them to kill me off. Please.
I want to die.
They keep trying to pair me with this new girl. I don't want to be paired. They're setting up a weird love triangle as a subplot. No!
I miss Sarah. Bring back Sarah.
She got off already. She was killed off screen.
Oh, man. Anyways.
Yeah, I still can't believe they killed Sarah off screen. So,
like, dude, it was great.
I mean, I get that probably the actors didn't want to come back, and that's why. But, man, it seems, like, so just offhandedly.
Just have it be like, oh, she tried looking for you, but, like, she couldn't handle it and he left the country. Something like that. Just make it be like, yeah, she had a mental break and needed to get away from it. That's more reasonable than, yeah, she died off screen. But yeah, so B-plot is Matt trying to hunt down Emily, and A-plot Connor and Abby discovering that the mom and son using acid to strip the coloring out of Dee's normal gas. I don't know how they're not found out, like...
Well, no, because they're selling it still as diesel. Like, real thing, and...
It's farm-grade diesel.
Which is...
They get a
so here's the difference.
For?
So agricultural diesel, this is a thing that is also done in Canada.
Yeah.
You can get, it's not taxed, like, it doesn't have the same gas taxes that, like, if you just go to, like, a gas station, you're going to pay. Because, our gas, I think there's, like, 30 cents or something per liter is, like,
thanks,
taxed.
Trudeau.
Also, what it's the fuck is up with gas prices right now?
Yeah,
Jesus
fucking,
Christ.
Oh. What's gas in Mississauga right now? Is it above 2?
I don't know. Oh, I don't live in Mississauga anymore.
No, it's
in Toronto?
It's not. What happened? If you're wondering what happened, we swapped from a winter blend to a summer blend. That summer blend of gasoline is more expensive. Typically, when this happens, it only goes up like 7 or 8 cents. This time, it went up 14 cents.
Yeah. It's like 1.75.
Okay, it's 1.72.
Yeah, that summer blend has a couple more things in it to make your gas less volatile in the like higher temperatures, but those ingredients are significantly more expensive. So we will be paying more for gas because it's this summer blend until probably like the end of September when they'll swap back over to the winter blend.
It sounds like a liberal plot middle income family.
No, you know who I blame?
No,
I blame Ford.
I accidentally went to Costco on Wednesday.
How do you accidentally go to Costco?
Well, I didn't. It wasn't accidental. I wanted to fill up on the cheap gas before like the 14 cents raise was happening on the Thursday. Unfortunately, so did everyone else in Guelph. Yeah, no, they had police directing people into Costco, like directing people into the traffic into Costco. It was wild.
Did you get a hot dog?
I got the chicken fingers.
How dare you?
They were also good.
Reprehensible.
I'm sorry, David, that I don't got that dog in me.
You don't got that dog in you. You didn't shove a glizzy down your throat.
I didn't. I was not guzzling those glizzies.
You did not guzzle that glizzy. You are no throat goat.
Yeah, he doesn't look a thing like Nancy Reagan.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna get an IKEA hot dog tomorrow.
They're using acid to take the dye out of the color diesel and sell it for profit. That acid is being dumped in the cave where the anomaly is. There's bismuth in the cave, and the acid...
The way that they're getting rid of the dye is something wild.
But the acid runoff from that is reacting with the bismuth that's creating electrolysis that is powering the anomaly, I think was the explanation.
It make metals. The acid is like mixing with that bismuth and like is creating like a metal that is making the anomaly all fucky because magnets. It's always magnets, everyone.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you other than that.
Oh, and then
just there's always magnets.
There's also a baby creature that's Abby at one point steals an RV and drives it with the
cool.
So I was eating at the table, watching this episode on my phone. Fiance was also at the table eating dinner, but she could not see the... So she could just hear Connor asking how close Abby is because the anomaly is getting weaker, and then the sound of a horn. And she went, Abby crashed the car, didn't she? And I went, she's passed out leaning on the... and unresponsive, right? Yep. Creature's threatening to eat her, right? All without seeing
a
single
crazy.
Frame. Because... my God, this episode fell back on some real traditional Primeval.
But it didn't even have Connor screaming like, Abby, as he's running away from shit, which is like the true staple.
Well, now they have it as a loving rage thing because he thinks...
yeah.
He thinks she got ate by the salamander. He's like, Abby, and then swings the shovel and it just bites the shovel head off. Because you can't shoot those special guns because... there's too much gas around it.
What is the point of the special guns? We have not seen...
can't shoot them at metal, can't shoot them at gas.
They have not been useful once since they've been introduced.
I know, they fucked up Becker real good that one time.
I mean, I guess.
That part was pretty good. But either way, here we are.
Mom and son get eaten by...
yeah?
Yeah. Yes, the criminals get what they deserve. Excuse you.
How dare they try to avoid tax?
they attempted to avoid tax, and this is what they get for that. Now, to be fair, they are environmental criminals as well, because they should not just be dumping acid. It's not cool. It's like really not cool. So they're definitely doing a lot of pollution.
It's fine. That's somebody else's problem.
Oh, I did want to comment about how gorgeous just the like live, because this definitely feels like a filmed in location episode. Yep. And man, was it gorgeous. Like,
yeah, Wicklow. They definitely picked a nice spot to go.
It's in Ireland.
Yeah. Definitely want to just think that was worth it for how pretty it looked at the very least.
Yeah, just like bluffs of any kind always looking.
Yeah, and with the green fields and everything, like dang.
We should do it.
Yeah, I'd be down.
Potentially.
We should do an all-inclusive resort trip and we should get drunk. We should get so drunk that I can't
stand. But it
doesn't
do anything to me.
All right, you don't have to come, I guess. You can uninvite yourself.
You're there to carry each one of us individually back to our rooms.
need to figure out a way to not have to pay for the price of the alcohol.
All inclusive, my guy. It's included.
I gotta figure out the non-inclusive one.
Listen, you can have all-inclusive virgin drinks.
Yeah.
You can still go to the bartender and get them to make you cool drinks. Just don't.
I'm gonna have so much milk
as you want.
I'm just imagining, like, hi, do you guys have milk? No.
No. You go, hey, can I have a virgin white Russian, please?
someone turns and goes, I just saw a guy drop to his knees in this resort. But yeah.
Anyways.
Then they power on the anomaly and they let everyone is happy. They collect a whole bunch of information on the anomaly, and Philip's happy about that. Connor's like, hey, I keep want to work in the field because I'm concerned about Abby's health and deed, but also I'll do this in my spare time, which definitely won't cause me turmoil.
Yes.
Could never and cause also, any turmoil. And also,
is Connor receiving a pay increase for the increased responsibilities?
Absolutely definitely not.
Man.
The way that he described this was, hey, I want to work for you for the experience. Like, this was
please
exactly what you'd want to hear as a corporation.
Please, Connor, pay me an exposure. Connor, you are the leading expert in the world about anomalies. After Cutter died, please have some self-respect. Like, come on.
And then Matt rescues Emily. Ethan's full-blown crazy. He's like, I can do whatever I want because I've
traveled
through time.
Ethan drives a car, and Emily's even like, how the fuck do you know how to drive a car? And Ethan's like, don't worry about it.
Shut the fuck up.
Just shut the fuck up. Just let me do what I'm doing.
We're gonna mourn that other dead woman who I apparently loved in the most psychotic way possible. Torturing you slowly, I guess. But yeah, oh yeah, because he was gonna bury her alive as a funeral service for Shark. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Time traveling Jack the Ripper. Come on, come on.
It is also Charlotte's actual family's mausoleum, though.
I mean, he does comment about, like, oh, how odd that after all the time travel we've done, or like travel, for her to die in her own city. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, that'll be weird if they ever exhume someone from that mausoleum and they're like, wait. Yeah. Who's this what's this extra body? We DNA tested and it's one of our relatives? Wait, what?
That went missing so long ago?
To be fair, Charlotte has been cremated. Like, the urn is what is placed there.
I just would think it'd be funny.
But still, someone's gonna walk in and go, what the fuck is this urn doing here? and then Matt goes to talk to his secret dad, and his secret dad's like, ah, we need all the knowledge, and you need to be willing to kill anyone to get it.
Or seduce. Don't forget, he said seduce.
You need to kill and or have sex with Emily in order for this plan to work.
You need to be willing to fuck, marry, and kill.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. That's why the villain's so powerful. He's willing to do all three to this person.
Oh no.
that's the end of the episode. The first half felt like a Lovecraft story, and they could have had it be so much cooler, like the lizard came through the anomaly 50 years ago and they've been harvesting, like, it secretes a valuable chemical or something, makes their crops grow better. Or something
like that. It secretes oil.
Yeah. Make up something that would make an entire village come together to hide the secret and kill, and it becomes a much more fun mystery story instead.
And also,
there's a giant lizard. We gotta have action scenes.
I mean, make it a future animal and then just make it like, oh, yeah, a corporation in the future at some point genetically modified this animal to shit diamonds / oil, and it came back in time. And now this village is using it, right? Like, that makes perfect sense and already fits with the established canon. Like,
and then you also get the built-in moral quandary of, yeah, but if we send this animal back to its rightful time, then we are probably economically rich.
Yeah, do a lot of scenes where you show that the village is flourishing now, right?
Yeah, and you gotta have people diving through like newspaper articles where it's like, but 20 years ago, people were moving out because there's the crops were failing. How did this happen? Like it writes itself in a
It was a mining town, but the mine closed down, and so everyone left. But now they've had this big boom.
How did this happen? Oh my god, a creature shits diamonds.
Oh!
Like, come on. We wrote that in 5 seconds. We would have probably shit on you for being formulaic, but at least it would have been entertaining.
It's formulaic, but it's better than the formula they fucking gave us. Like, they gave us such a worse formula.
Two. That's what you're giving this episode?
Actually, 1.5. Because I like the first half. In my first half, I mean the
fight. Wait, so you went down because you liked went the down first half? Because
I remembered how little of the first half I liked.
Okay.
How quick that little, like, Mystery Village setup lasted.
I'm gonna give this episode a 2, mostly because I do really like the onset filming.
So here's the thing. I also really like the, like, Mystery Village thing. It's a shame that it was the way that they did it. I find it really, like, both, like, fucked up, but also really hilarious that the, like, message that at least, like, I thought they were trying to get us to take away from this is, you know, these people were criminals. They got what they deserved
when
they
got eaten by these monsters.
Pay your fucking taxes. And for those reasons, 3.
Wow.
Yeah,
someone's
no,
all for taxes. Oh fuck, no, you went too far on the 401 driver. No.
What?
I'm washing my DoorDash driver.
David's oh, burger. No. He's missed.
He missed his exit.
You missed he your overshot. Exit. You should have. Okay, no, it's still you can still cut off there. It's fine.
Oh no.
Call him, put him on the call. This episode was watched by 4.21 million people and got a 7.1, which I believe...
Also fair. Very understandable.
It's only up from here.
Well, sure hope so. There's only 2 episodes left this season.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, this is episode 5 of 7.
What a nonsense fucking... Like, it's such a nothing episode. No. Why is this the one right before the like pre-finale?
Yeah, it's a bad look. It's a bad look when it's just like nothing, like absolutely nothing. They're like trying to slightly set up Ethan. Like you're getting these whole like, oh look, like Ethan's gonna be a bad guy, but also what the fuck is happening with Matt and that other dude?
Okay, it looks like he made and like what the fuck is happening with Prospero? That's good.
Like they've got all these like different moving parts that they're like not really moving a lot between the episodes, and then they're just going to move a lot in the last like probably 2 episodes. So hey, look forward to that next week as we talk about, I'm assuming, significantly more moving parts. If not, I'm really concerned. But hey, audience, while we're on the topic of next week, thank you so much for listening. It's time for us to get out of this week. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave us a like on whatever podcatching service of choice you use, whether that's like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, I think it's now YouTube Music, where all Google does their podcasts. Google Podcasts are gone. They're dead.
The most downloads we received in the past...
Where are they coming from?
Last 3 months are coming from Spotify.
Hey.
And then Google Chrome. And then iHeartRadio.
Oh, right. iHeartRadio. You can't forget about that. Or our home. And then Pod.
4 downloads.
You can also not forget that
4 downloads from Edge.
Yo, the Edge browser? Let's go.
Why? Only 3 from Apple Podcasts?
Oh, fuck Apple Podcasts. I'm going to start
Google
talking
Podcasts?
About...
Man, we're getting a lot of Spotify.
That one's dead now. Oh, man. I really like the idea from now on that it would be like, hey, your favorite podcatching service, like Google Chrome, Edge.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's beautiful. But yeah, no, make sure to leave us a like wherever those things are, or a 5-star rating. If you want to get in contact with us, you can reach us on Twitter at Forsaf, F-O-U-R-S-A-A-F, or you can also send us an email, forsaf@gmail.com. Come back next week when maybe more happens in the episode. Who knows? Outro.
Our intro and outro music is Dream One by Magenta 6. Licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.